Shalom, my dear friends. We are studying the parables that Yeshua taught when he was here on earth some 2,000 years ago. And in this session, which is found in Luke chapter 17, verses 7 to 10, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is teaching another parable that is called the parable of the master and his servant. And in Hebrew, it is called Mashal Ha'adon Ve'HaMesharet. These verses are very important to help the believers in Jesus the Messiah to realize once and again that the Lord Jesus the Messiah wants his servants, God's servants, to be faithful, which is not an easy thing to do as we are failing people. We read in verse 7 of Luke 17, "But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he is come from the field, go and sit down to eat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready, wherewith I may sup, I may eat? And gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not." Verse 10 says, "So likewise," Yeshua is telling the disciples, "ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." You see, my dear friends, here is another important parable that Yeshua is teaching his disciples and you and I as we seek in some small way to serve God in our lives. After all, God provided a way of salvation for those who have accepted Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, who died for our sins, who was buried and rose again for our justification. He shed his precious blood to forgive our sins, and we are now, as redeemed people, we became his servants. We became sons and daughters of the Abba, of the Father, because we believe that Yeshua paid for our sins. So God left us here on earth in order to serve him. Of course, because we have this failing, sinful nature, it's a struggle many times to be faithful as we serve the Lord. And yet, the scripture really call us to be faithful. In fact, one of the verses that are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we read there in verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, "Moreover, it is required in service, in stewards, that a man may be found faithful." You see, to be faithful in service, it is very, very important. And that is where we often find ourselves failing in our service for the Lord. In fact, God said this to our people Israel many years ago when he spoke concerning Moshe, Moses. You remember what we read in the Numbers chapter 12, in verse 7, God said to Miriam and to Aaron, and of course to us all, he said, "My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house." He said, "I don't speak to Moses, my servant, the way I speak to other people, but Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our rabbi, our rabbi, was a faithful servant in all his house." This is such a commendation to say about the servants of the Lord. And so Shaul, Paul said, it is required from a servant to be faithful. And Moshe, God said it through the writing of the Torah that Moses was a faithful servant. And here is where the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, seeks to teach the disciples, you and I, and all those that belong to Him, the importance of being faithful. We need God's grace for that, because oftentimes it's so easy to become unfaithful in serving the Lord. And so in chapter 17, after the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, spoke concerning forgiveness in verses, in the earlier verses, in verses 1, 2, and 3, and then also of the importance to have faith in Him, verse 5 and 6, then He's teaching His disciples the importance of being faithful, and He asked them the question, of course, in verse 7, He said to them, "But which of you, if you would have been a master, or you would have been a lord and having servant, which of you have a servant plowing and feeding the cattle, will say unto him by and by when he come from the field, go and sit down to eat?" Now, in the days of old, my dear friend, when a servant or a slave, eved in Hebrew, when an eved, a slave, did his job in the field, he comes home, well, he has to take care of his master. And that's why Yeshua is saying to the disciples, normally speaking, which of you, if you have a servant, and this servant come home from the field, you know, can you see yourself telling him, no, okay, go and rest? No, naturally speaking, you will tell your servant, go and prepare something for me first, and then you can take care of yourself and sit down and eat. That's why no master, Yeshua is saying, invite his servants to sit down to even eat with him. That's why in verse 8, he continue to say, in verse 8, he will not rather say to him, make ready wherewith I may eat, and then gird yourself, and then serve me until I have first eaten, and first finished the drink, and then afterward you shall take, eat, and you shall eat and drink yourself, take food for yourself. See, this is common sense in the order in which a master or lord and a servant in days of old were functioning. The servant's job and responsibility is to serve his master. See, the lesson here is that Yeshua is seeking to teach the disciples that when the person such as you and I and any other person who become a believer in the Lord Jesus the Messiah, who become a redeemed person, forgiven person, and then we have a Lord, we have a Master, our Lord, our Master, He can tell us to do, and whatever we do for Him, we have to do it out of the fact that we are responsible to submit to the authority of our Lord and of our God. So the Lord is seeking to teach this to the disciples, the importance of not only to forgive one another. This was in the earlier verses of Luke 17. Not only to have faith and trust in God, as he said in verse 6, if your faith will be as a grain of mustard seed, you will be able to do many things. But then thirdly here in these verses 7 to 10, he seeks to teach the disciples using this parable, this mashal, this example, to realize that God desires faithfulness from His own people who seek to serve Him. So in verse 7, Yeshua points to the fact that usually no master invites his servants to come and sit with him to eat. Usually, master would expect from his servant to first take care of the master, serve him, and then take care of himself. Even in normal life, in the days of old, especially in the days when the people of Israel were under the Roman authority, when the Messiah was here on earth, that was the normal responsibility of a servant towards his master. But then notice in in verse 9, most likely Yeshua is pointing here, no master would even give thanks to his servant for doing what he is responsible to do. You notice what we read here in verse 9? Does he, meaning does the master, thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? He said, I think not. The master, normally speaking, will not even give thanks to the slave, to the servant, in the days of old, when the Romans had, they said over 60 million slaves in those days, and a slave will do the bidding of his master, and his master will not even give thanks to him because he was commanded to observe and to submit to the commandments of his master. Now think about this for a moment. Because God is the creator and you and I are the creatures, anything that God says, the creature is responsible to submit. Because God is the creator, man is the one who was created, and therefore we are all responsible to the living God. Even more, because we have sinned and God provided a way of salvation for us, our salvation was received from God freely. We didn't earn for that. We didn't pay for that. We didn't earn it. It was totally the pure grace of God to remind us all that every true believer in the Lord Yeshua the Messiah was saved by grace. By grace are you saved through faith. And this is not of yourself, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. God extended grace to undeserved sinners and brought us into a relationship with Him. So now that we belong to God, we belong to the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, we become His servants. And we are to submit to His authority no matter what, because we are called to be His servants here on earth. So Yeshua is teaching His disciples. He says, really, even in a common day in which the people of Israel under the Roman occupation live in those days, it was really common sense that a master will tell his servant what to do, the servant will do, will not ask any question. He will not be expected even that his master will say to him, come sit down beside me and eat with me. No, he finished the work outside, he come inside the house, he served his master, and after he finished to do all that which his master commanded him, then he can eat, and then take care of himself. And so notice the application here, as Yeshua is teaching this mashal, this parabole, casting alongside a story on earth to teach spiritual lesson. Listen to the spiritual lesson that Yeshua is teaching the disciples here in Luke chapter 17 and verse 10. So likewise, in verse 10, you, he's speaking to the disciples now, he's speaking to the believers, he's speaking to you, he's speaking to me, he's speaking to all those that have accepted him as their Lord and Master and Savior. So, ye, when you have done all those things which are commanded of you, whatever we do for the Lord, whatever we do from the Lord as God have commanded us to do, we should not expect any reward. We should not expect anything from God except just simply recognize that He commanded us to submit to His authority, and because He's Lord and He's God and He's the Creator, we are the servants, we are the creatures, we have been created, we are called to serve Him, we are to simply submit to His authority. And then even more, notice that, he continues and he says in verse 10b, you should say, he's saying to the disciples, if you will have a true attitude of servants, you should say, we are unprofitable servants. Then continue to say, we have done that which was our duty to do. That is the right attitude of all of us who have received the grace of God and received salvation entirely on the basis of God's provision for us. And because God had provided for us the Mashiach, the Messiah, to pay for our sins, and we now became a people who are forgiven, we owe a great debt to God. And because of who He is and what He has done for us, anything we do for Him ought to be done out of simply obedience to His own word. So as we have read in 1 Corinthians 4, in verse 2, what is required from a servant? Shaul Paul said to the Corinthian in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship, in serving, that the man may be found faithful. God desires faithfulness, not because of rewards, though He will give rewards to those that faithfully serve Him. There are plenty of information in the Word of God that He will provide a reward for those who serve Him faithfully. In fact, every servant of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah one day will have to stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment seat of the Messiah, and every service that we have done for the Lord will be evaluated. That which was not right will be burned by fire. But that which was done for the Lord, for our God, for our Mashiach, Yeshua, that will be maintained, and the Lord will reward us to be used in the Messianic kingdom when we will reign and rule with Him. But the point in the lesson is that once we have served the Lord, we have to realize that we are doing it simply because we ought to obey Him. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul said that the servants do God's will from their hearts. Anything we do for the Lord, we have to do it out of our heart, because our hearts are appreciative of who He is and what He has done for us. Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah, said in John 14 that we are to serve God and to do His will because we love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. But any service for the Lord must be done out of love. Love for God and love for the Mashiach Yeshua. Not out of necessity, not by force. From the heart and because we love Him. In fact, the servants of God need to know that the commandments of the Lord are not burdensome. That's what the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5 seek to teach. That when God gives us a command and a responsibility, it shouldn't be burdensome. It shouldn't be heavy on us. It should be obeyed out of love for Him from the heart, and that God never give any command to His own servant that is burdensome. In fact, remember what we read in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And then He continued, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God's requirement from His servants are not burdensome. But then, just one final thought I would like to share with you that is found in the book of Psalms concerning the servant of servants, namely Yeshua the Messiah Himself. Of Him, the psalmist of Israel said many years before the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was even born. We read in Psalm 40, that is the voice of David, but he's speaking about the coming Messiah. He says, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire." This is verse 6 of Psalm 40. "Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required." This is the voice of the Lord through the prophet David. Then we read in verses 7 and 8. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. And notice this, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God, thy law. He says, yeah, thy law is within my heart. I delight to do thy will, O my God. This is an amazing truth that we read concerning the Messiah Jesus, who is truly the servant of servants, of whom we read later on in John chapter 13 concerning his love for the people of God. In John 13 we read, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And then we read that he, knowing that he's going back to the Father, what does he do? He rising from supper, he laid down his garments. This is John 13 verse 4. And he took a towel and he girded himself. And after he poured water into a basin, he began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. This is the servant of the Lord. What a lesson we can learn from the Lord. And my dear friend, we as believers who ought to serve the Lord will ultimately be rewarded one day. But God call his own servants to realize, as we read here, we are really unprofitable servants, even though whatever we have done for the Lord will be profitable for God's glory, for man's blessing. But to realize that as servants, we simply have done so, we are just unprofitable servants. This is the attitude that we need to have. Secondly, we are to say we have done that which was our duty to do. To serve our Lord Yeshua the Messiah is our privilege and our duty. And may God help us to have right attitude as we serve the Lord, and He is able to give us the needed grace as we serve our Messiah Yeshua, who loved us even unto death. My dear friend, God bless you, and I'll say to you, Shalom, Shalom.